Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
All right, 8:53. It's a Bill and Jessica Show. We have Mr. Greenwood, Jamie Greenwood in studio, head coach for Stephen Decatur Soccer. Again, congratulations on the big win you guys had this past week. And it was a 2 overtime win, double overtime, incredible game. Yep. You guys played Kent Island.
No, we played at Kent Island. We played, why am I blanking?
Sherwood.
Sherwood, thank you.
Sherwood,
yeah,
yes.
Sherwood, yeah. We played, Sherwood at Kent Island, and Kent Island was a neutral site.
So yeah.
That was, okay. That, luckily. And again, it's funny about talking about Kent Island. Everybody's like, man, you guys have it's a 2-hour drive for us from Berlin.
Yeah.
It was an hour for Sherwood. They're like, that's not really fair. I said, it's the brain block of coming across the bridge.
Yeah.
They have to come to the Eastern Shore to play. And their coach said that their parents were complaining that they had to come over. It was and he's like, it's big highway, big and highway,
were,
big
they
highway.
They were closer.
They were an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said they got less complaints having to go to Leonardtown, which is down in southern Maryland. That's a 1-lane road. It's an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And he said they got less complaints about that. It's a brain block coming across the bridge.
You know what's crazy? Oh, we were talking about how.
What are these complaints? Like, are you in it or not?
I know.
Yeah. It can go anywhere.
Right. Get in the car.
Where's the game? Let's go.
Right. Yeah. We're playing in the semifinals for the state championship.
I don't care where it is. Yeah. Let's get there.
Go to California to play.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, it's funny. We were talking about how lucky we are where we live. Like, back in the day when we were younger, you know, it was always like, oh, I want to, you know, go to the big city. There's nothing to do. I want to go out of here. Rah, 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 rah. Yeah. And now, when you go over that bridge and enter the Eastern Shore, you're like, back home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we don't realize, we take it for granted when we're younger, you know. And as we get older, yeah. And we like have our family and have our kids and love start to, you know, fall in love with the area even more. It's like, man, the beach. We right. moved years ago, like for about a year and a half. Up north, we were, because you know, my wife's from Philadelphia, and we were trying to get closer up there, and we moved to Wilmington for back in 2001 after I graduated in 99, and met my wife, now my wife, and we moved up there, and May, June, I'm like, where's the beach at?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, what's going on here? I don't know. Yeah. And we were like, even though she's from up there, you know, living, going to high school here and like being down in Ocean City, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. And here we are.
How does your house work? She's got to be an Eagles fan.
She is.
And you're a Commanders fan?
She's the smart one.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to figure that out. How does that household work? I got no dog in the fight. I like football in general. I don't really have a team.
Tracy, Kayla, and Brandon are Eagles fans. And me, Bryce, and Amaya are Commanders fans.
It's no wonder Bryce gets everything he asks for.
and Bryce is the youngest, and you know, it's a different life in 2025. When you get down to one kid, you know, living in the household. So
And you talked about like coming back to the Eastern Shore. It's like, as soon as I go across the bridge, and my wife hates going across the bridge. She does not like driving across the bridge. So my day on Saturday was we left school. I left the house at 8:30, got to school, got the kids going, 10:30, 11 o'clock, we hit the road, played the game, came home, and at 9:07, we packed up and walked out the door that night to go to Bel Air for a lacrosse tournament for my son.
Oh, God.
And we got to, and my wife's like, and I said to her, when I came off the field that day, I had probably 70 text messages that I had that had come in, and I said, as I'm driving back from Kent Island, responding to those. By the time I got in the car to go to get ready to leave that night, I had 30 some text messages. She's like, let me drive. And I was like, okay. So we got to 404 and 50, and I said, let me drive. She said, no, I'm fine. I was like, I know how you love going across the bridge. Let me drive.
Right.
And again, it just becomes a little white knuckle getting into traffic and all that. And it's again, when you start driving is when you start really enjoying coming back across.
Yes.
The bay.
So, I mean, it's a different life. Yeah. Like even, when we go, because we have, we're season tickets for the Commanders, and we go, Bryce and I have been going for the past couple of years. And it is like, when you come back home, like over the bridge, it's like, oh, now we're home. Like, this is more like it.
And even being a lifelong, like growing up in Ocean City, when you get to like Chick-fil-A going in over Route 50 and you put the windows down, or you hit the bridge and you put the windows down, especially in the middle of the winter when it's, and you just smell the salt air.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, it is home. And again, that's, it's anybody that lives near the beach. You just get that salt air and it's like,
I already know. Jess and I talk about it all the time.
We're home.
So you guys play this upcoming week. Talk to us about the game. It's on Saturday.
Saturday at 2:30 at UMBC. We look forward to it. I mean, we match up really, really well with Centennial High School. It looks like we play a very similar style. And so that was with Sherwood. They were played a little bit slower than us, and that kind of put us in a little bit of a jam. We had to, again, adjust on the fly. But it's been a... It should be a good game. I mean, we're back to where we won the state championship in 2002. And
so that was the last time.
That was the last time. It was when we made it to the quarterfinals, which years ago was called the region final. That was 2011 was the last time we had made it there. And that was one of my first years coaching, and then coaching varsity. And then 2002 was we made it to 2001. We made it to the finals and lost to Bethesda Chevy Chase. And then the next year we went back and played Towson High School in 2002 and won it. And I was an assistant coach, and what a ride. And I saw some of the guys that played on that team at Kent Island.
Yeah.
And I said to him, and I got some text messages from him, and I said, on Sunday, I said, it's starting to feel like that 2002 run.
Yeah.
And just the memory started coming back, and it's exciting. But again, like I told the boys, and we talked about it off the air, it's just another game. It's a one season game. And going into overtime, I said, it's a one goal game. I said, we're down to a one goal game, a one goal season. And whoever scores is going to get to play next week. Whoever doesn't is going home.
Now I see here, Cruz Henson is one of your big players.
Yep,
Cruz is our who else? Scorer. Yeah, who else are we looking for on Saturday?
Isaiah Rodriguez. He's our he wears number 10.
Okay,
I really wish I could track his miles and his distance that he runs. That child is all over the field. I have 9 seniors on the team, and what a blessing they have been. 5 that start in the midfield, and my 5 midfield starters are definitely the catalyst. Brody Olson in the middle of the field. Colin Pennington plays in the middle with Isaiah. Isaiah is our kind of sits back and plays that defensive midfielder. In the soccer world, we call him the 6. But then Elijah Isett plays outside. And Elijah Isett has been, his dad and I went to high school together.
Hold on, Isett.
Isett, yeah.
He's like, and Isett?
Yeah, he is. He is one.
Okay. Andy Matt Isett. Okay,
that's
his nephew.
Very good. Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So Elijah has played a lot of high level soccer, and he played intermittently with us the past 3 years, just because his club team was present. That's in the soccer world. That's where you get recruited from. You get recruited from showcases and all with your club team. So he played with us in the big games. But then this year he's kind of got college thing figured out. And so he wanted to play a senior year with us.
Yeah.
And what a joy it's been. But he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn if you gave him the opportunity in the beginning of the season. And I went to him, I said, you need to stop trying so hard. Mm-hmm. I said, how about we just take an assist? And I talked to the younger guys. I said, if we have an assist, what do we get out of it? Oh, a goal. Well, and Elijah has embraced that. I think he has 14 assists or something on the year and 4 or 5 goals. So he really took that into his mindset. And so he was the one that set the first goal up in the game on Saturday.
Well, I'm just looking here at one of the pictures of your teams, got a shout out. Mason Edelman. Yeah, shout out to him. We're real good friends with them. Yeah. Eastlack.
Yep, the Eastlack's Gannon. Eastlack.
Yes.
Gannon's our anchor in the back. Him and Andrew Kemp really anchor it down back there and do an excellent job. And
yeah.
I mean, all of them. I really can't. My starting 11 and the guys that come off the bench, that's the one thing I can say about this team. There's no standout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no standout. It's and again, thinking back to the 2002 team, we had some kids that scored goals, but it was just a team. It was a team focus, a team mentality. And I mean, big shout out to my goalkeepers as well. I mean, Jonah DeVito and Adrian Jasinski. I mean, those guys all season long. I mean, Jonah hadn't conceded a goal until Saturday, all season long. And they kind of split time and did a great job. And so Jonah's in the Severna Park game. We go to penalty kicks and we miss our first one. And talk about a team love and team experience. And not to call Cruz out. Cruz Henson missed his penalty kick. The just the look of sadness and I don't even know the word. Walking back from the PK mark to midfield, mm-hmm. just head down and dejected. And they came together, mm-hmm. and Gannon Eastlack put his arm around him and said, "We got you, man." He goes, "Have faith." He goes, "Jonah's going to save them, and we're going to make them."
Yeah.
And we go down and we score the next two. Jonah saves the last two. We make our last two, and we walk off to win 4-3 in penalty kicks.
Oh my God.
Incredible.
And
I mean,
and it was such a to see the team unity and say, "Hey, we pick each other up when we're down." And that's been my two assistant coaches and my JV coach now. I mean, my one assistant coach, Steve Ball, that's been his preach is help them up when you're down. Help your friends up. And Steve and Marshall Forrester, we have a great like trio. It's the trio of us. And this year we brought Ray Griffin on, and Ray's been active in the Elevate community, and he's come on and done a great job with helping out with that. And so the four of us have, I mean, it's just when you're down, you got to pick your teammate mm-hmm. up, and it's been a great year just because of that, because it's never been about one person.
This Saturday, UMBC, how can people, other than attending, can they watch the game online?
It'll be on the NFHS network.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's YouTube, Stephen Decatur. SDHS Sports is not allowed. Well, we are able to broadcast it. There is a fee. And it's about getting the technology there.
So what is it?
NFHSnetwork.com.
You guys going to share a link?
Yeah, I'll put it on my on SDHS Boys Soccer on Facebook and Instagram.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But all right. Very good.
No, it's great. It's really an exciting time. I'm excited. The boys are excited. So and again, we got another one. I don't want to forget about him because he's a dual sport athlete. He does a great job. Is Blake Wallace. Blake kicks for the football team. So I mean, Friday night he went out and kicked for the football team. They did a great job. And then comes out on Saturday and plays for us. And, yeah. And then Blake's in a bit of a jam because they play at Guilford Park on Friday night for the football playoffs, and that's not a stone's throw from UMBC. And he said to me yesterday, he goes, "Coach," he goes, "Well, I think about staying up there." And I was like, he said, "What do you think I should do?" I was like, "We'll talk about it tomorrow." I said, "I need to think on that one." But I mean, I've got a great group of seniors out there and everybody, again, our leading goal scorer has 10 goals. And so, it's spread out, and we've scored like 53 goals in 17 wins. It's not a lot. Mm-hmm. We had an 11 goal win. I mean, it's like a little over 3 goals a game we're scoring. Nothing's been given to us this year. Mm-hmm. Zero has been given to us. We've had to work for every single game.
And then look, here we are coming up on Saturday.
Right.
Wow.
And again,
I feel good. Like energy. Yeah. I think you're going to do it.
Thank you. I hope so. I really do.
Come on. You've been doing this long enough. You know how to win. So and the boys you got now, I mean, you know, they're winners. They know how to win.
Yeah. Been a 4-year process. I mean, it's been a project from day one. And it's, again, a shout out to last year's team. I mean, I saw Juan Hinojosa. Juan was one of our key players last year, and I saw him at wrestling last night. And we were talking. He's like, "I'm so happy for you." I said, "You guys started this last year." I said, "And before that, it was the group before you." I said, "It's been a building process. It's not just a 1 year. Oh, we made it to the state finals, and hopefully come home and say we won a state championship." It's not a 1 year mm-hmm. project. It's the build. It's the community that drives us. So, and they've been so generous and so helpful. So, I'm blessed to be here.
What time is the game?
2:30.
2:30. All right. Very good. And then of course, you know, you can watch it, get the link up on SDHS Boys Soccer, and Also, go out there. I mean, you know, make the drive. Yeah, we do. We're going to be making the drive on Friday for football.
Yeah.
So, you know, go out there. And, yeah, big football game coming up on Friday, too. So,
yeah.
Well, look, Jamie Greenwood, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, man. So much.
I really do.
Thank
you for having
me. Always a lot of fun. This is definitely not the last time you'll be in.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah,
because, you know, this might be the start of more frequent. So
maybe I can get a sub and when Jess isn't here, we can come up and
I was just about to make that suggestion.
See, because you're a natural. I didn't know you did radio at SU.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Well, you are a natural. You're the voice of Decatur. So
it's been a few years, but yeah.
No, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.